Omri Miles. Come boast in your Savior.
Well, my whole life, I grew up in a Christian home under two parents who did an awesome job of displaying what a biblical manhood and womanhood looked like. At five, I even remember walking on one of New Orleans' levees where I grew up, and my dad was breaking down the gospel for me. So I heard the gospel at a young age. I even prayed that same day to ask Christ into my heart, to accept Christ. But the following years were a great testimony against what I professed to believe. I was angry, very short-tempered, would fight. I hated people. I thought that I was foolish enough to think that the fact that I grew up in the only house with two parents at home, that I didn't curse as much as everyone else I knew. I didn't fight as much as my peers. And I went to church a lot more often than most people I knew. I was foolish enough to think that because of those things, God was pleased with me. And so my sinful heart, with Jeremiah 17:9, my wicked heart continued to display itself in my actions as I grew up. And so as I went off to college in Georgia, from under the protection and sterile environment that I had at home, my sin manifested itself in different ways. I professed to be a believer, but I was living a double life. I would tell people one thing on campus, and when I was by myself and with other certain individuals, I'd act a totally different way, and deny the God that I claim to love. What Romans chapter 6 says, that we're dead to sin and we've been raised to newness of life in Christ, was definitely not evident in my life. I had no power against sin. I was absolutely powerless. I felt guilty often about the things that I was doing, but no godly sorrow, because it never produced repentance. It never produced a real change of heart and mind that caused my actions to follow. And so I just continued doing the same things, and I'd feel bad, and I never turned to the cross. I thought that the people on my campus who were smoking and who had girls sneaking in and out of the room needed the gospel a lot more than me. I perceived myself as someone who, yeah, I do need the gospel, and I need Jesus to die for my sins, whatever that meant, but not as much as these people, because they're really bad. And so for so long, that's how I thought. And the same pride that caused me to think my sin was not as grievous to God, and God didn't hate my sin, God's wrath wasn't really against all of my unrighteousness and ungodliness, the same pride that caused me to think that was the reason that God's wrath was looming over me. Mm-hmm. And After engaging in certain sin for so long and feeling powerless, a little over a year ago, that February, I went to a conference with a good friend of mine, and he thought I was a believer too, and I did. I thought I was truly saved. And at that conference, I heard a preacher named Paul Washer present a very clear presentation of what regeneration was, what it meant for God to actually change the nature of a man. I didn't realize that I was alienated from God at one point, hostile in mind and doing evil deeds, like Colossians 1:21 states. I didn't perceive myself as that person. But after hearing the gospel and seeing what the new man looked like, I realized that that was not me. I didn't have power over sin. I didn't hate sin. I felt guilty, but I looked forward to doing it again at the same time. And so I finally realized, by the grace of God, that my sin was not something that God just disliked. My sin was not just something that God was willing to say, you know what, get it right next time. My sin should have put me in the wine press of God's wrath. All of the intense fury and hatred that God feels towards sin and those who commit them, I deserved every single ounce of his eternal wrath for an eternity in hell. That's what I deserved as a result of my disobedience to God and my hypocrisy and my pride. While realizing that, my eyes were finally opened. My mind, by God's grace, was finally realized the fact that what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, the eternal God taking on flesh and being suspended on a Roman cross outside of Jerusalem, what really happened, I realized that every thought, every action, every word that God's wrath was aimed at, that I had committed, that I was responsible for, Jesus Christ agreed. And 2,000 years ago, he fulfilled that promise when he was hung up on a cross, and God's wrath and furious hatred against my sin was poured out on Christ. And he declared that it was finished. He drank the full cup of God's wrath for my sin and everyone who believes in the gospel and realizes their utter hopelessness apart from Christ. And I believe that. And I finally came to God. And at the time, I said, you know what? I don't know if I'm saved, God. But I finally heard what the gospel really is. And if I'm not saved, I want you to save me. Not because of anything I could do. Because my whole life, I thought I was getting in. I thought I was good enough. But I asked God to save me. And that same God who hated sin so much displayed amazing love and grace, and continues to do that as he changes me and makes me look more like Christ. In this body, I've seen a great demonstration of what God's grace is and what it does. At one point in my life, I was the absolute antithesis of the elder qualification seen in 1 Timothy 3. And now those same things that I hated are now my life's aim. And I desire to look more like Christ by God's grace alone. So I praise God that today I'll be able to make a public profession of my faith in Christ, and what not I, but what Christ has done on my behalf, and make a public profession of the only hope I have of escaping God's eternal wrath and spending eternity experiencing who all of Christ, all of his glory, all of his joy, his splendor, his majesty, his power. And I look forward to that day.
Amen. You make him look good.